Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Father, send down your glory, send down your power, send down your blessings, send down your healing, send down your miracles, send down your latter rain. Oh God, we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Don't you feel the fire? Don't you feel the fire today? Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com and a new sponsor, ChurchSuitsForMe.com. So make sure you visit both of those sponsors. That's ChurchGirlDresses.com and ChurchSuitsForMe.com. I got a fired up topic for you today. God will lift the box. God will lift the box. And our scripture comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 1 through 10, and then verses 45 through 50. Let's get into this word. I'm reading from the KJV. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Socot, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Socot and Azekah in Ephesimon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side. Can you picture this? And Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. In other words, he was a giant. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me, and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him, and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Let's go down to verses 45 through 40. Praise the Lord. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Listen at what David said to the giant now. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. And I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the air, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Glory, two more verses. And David put his hand in his bag and took hence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Ooh, isn't that powerful already? Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. God will lift the box. In the biblical record that I just read unto you from 1 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 10 and then 45 through 50, we see the record of the story of the fight between David and Goliath. David was a regular or average-sized man. Goliath was a giant. And the Philistines were ready to go to war against the Israelites. But the Israelites were afraid of their opponents, afraid of the Philistines. So what happened is Goliath came out to taunt the Israelites. Hey, is there anybody out there who's man enough to come fight me? Send somebody out here, and if that person prevails, we'll serve you. And he just continued to taunt them and laugh at them and tell them what he was going to do for them. Now, David was not even a soldier. Instead, his brothers were soldiers in the army of the Israelites, which was under the command of King Saul. And David was just really a little shepherd boy. And so he'd come out to the field and help out with whatever was needed because his brothers were there. But David knew God. So David began to ask his brothers and the other soldiers, why are you allowing him to taunt you like this? Why are you afraid of him? And so they just kind of told David, scoot away. You know how you do to a little cat or dog. Shoo, scat. Little man, you don't really know anything about this. You don't know anything about fighting an opponent. You don't know anything about an enemy. So finally, David said, well, I'll go fight him. If all of you are afraid, and the soldiers really just kind of dismissed him, but someone took David's words to Saul. So David goes to see Saul, and David says, I'll fight him in the name of the Lord, my God. So Saul says, okay, you know, if you want to go out there and commit suicide, that's fine with me. And he called for his men to put all of his armor on David. And in those verses that I didn't get to read to you, David told him, I can't wear this. This stuff is too heavy for me. It's not how I fight. Just let me fight the way I fight. Stay with me. I'm going to get you to God. We'll lift the box. And so David wouldn't use Saul's armor. He just said, you know, I'll use a slingshot. Picked him up five nice, smooth stones and went out against the giant. And when Goliath saw him, he laughed at him. Is this what y'all send out to me? This little dog, I'll take him, I'll break him in half, and I'll feed him to the birds. But did you hear what I read to you in 45 through 50? David said, no, no, this day God will give you into my hand, and I'll smite your head. And he did it. Now let's get to God. We'll lift the box. On yesterday, I was in another county on a criminal felony case. And praise the Lord, this case had been going on for almost 2 years now. Two first-degree felonies, at least 15 years, and one felony had already been dropped. To make a long story short, when I went there with this lady yesterday, 50-something years old, never been arrested in her life, also has professional licenses, the prosecutor dismissed the case. He dropped the charge, the remaining charge, and I asked that it be dropped with prejudice along with the co-counsel I was working with so that they couldn't refile it, and they did it. In other words, she walked away scot-free. So much so that even the bailiff came and said, y'all must have been praying, because all the years I've been here, I've never seen that happen. No plea deal. He dropped the charge. So at this point, I'm on my way back home. Stay with me. And I'm speaking with someone about another case I have coming up that's scheduled for trial in the next few weeks. Because at this point, I've never lost a criminal defense trial, and I don't plan on losing it now because I'm in my element, right? But although I know I'm going to win, I have no idea of how I'm going to win when I'm on this conversation yesterday. I just, you know, I don't yet have the strategy. So I'm talking to someone else who has great legal insight, and we're discussing it and trying to walk through it, you know. And then the person said, Rossi, you're going to have to think outside of the box with this one. And I said, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, and then the person said, as a matter of fact, the box is going to have to be lifted. You're going to have to go beyond thinking outside of the box, and the box has to be lifted. And I replied to the person, well, you're going to have to lift it because I don't have an answer right now. And the person replied, God will lift the box. Ah, hallelujah. And when the person said it, I felt such an anointing, such a simple phrase, but so powerful, God will lift the box. This morning, last night, before I went to sleep, that's all I kept saying. God will lift the box. I don't have to worry. I know my client and I are not going to lose because I'm seeking righteous judgment here. God will lift the box. I woke up this morning. First thing I said, God will lift the box. And then I just started applying that to every situation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Going on. I don't have to lift the box. I don't have to be able to think outside the box. I don't even have to worry about how I'm going to go beyond the box. God will lift the box. And then, you know, I just kept saying it all of a sudden. Strategy that I've never thought about came to me, which I will employ today, and I just begin to praise God. God will lift the box. Brothers and sisters, before I go into prayer, I want to give that same encouragement to you today. Whatever your Goliath is, whatever your battle is, whoever your opponent is, no matter if you're standing on one side of the mountain and they're on the other side, sickness, illness, bankruptcy, marital problems, issues with your children, trying to find the job, addiction, whatever your Goliath is, and whatever situation is taunting you today, wherein you can't do it the regular way with man's armor, I challenge you to believe that God will lift the box. God will give you strategy. God will give you supernatural strategy. God will give you divine victory. God will give you an answer. He'll give you a solution if you will just believe that you don't have to lift it. You don't have to worry about if someone else will lift it. God will lift the box. In the book, praise the Lord, of Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, with men, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. In Luke 1:37, there's nothing impossible with God. God will lift your box. In Exodus 14:13, don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. God will lift the box. He will lift your box. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not bring it to pass? God will lift the box. I me. This is God speaking, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall prosper. It shall accomplish which I please, and it shall prosper in that which I send it out to do. God will lift the box. God will make a way. God will answer prayer. God will lift the box. God will lift the box. Let's go into prayer. Say, God will lift the box. Father, we praise you. We honor you. Lord, we give you so much glory. Our souls are on fire. We got our second wind this morning. Father, we will not be taunted by our opponents. We will not be taunted by the enemy. We will not be taunted by trials and tribulations. We will not be taunted by setbacks and hardships. But instead, we will say, if nobody else can go and stand against the enemy, I will stand, not under my own power, not on my own record, not on my own merit, not through the strategies and the wisdom of men, but believing that you will give me supernatural strategy. You will give every person listening supernatural strategy, supernatural strength, supernatural wisdom, supernatural joy, supernatural healing and reconciliation and restoration. You will give them supernatural peace because you lift the box. You take us outside of the boundaries of our own thinking, the confines of our own finite mind. You open up the infinity of you into our spatial perception so that we understand that the box we set, it is a confinement and false imprisonment coming in and precluding us from walking into the liberty of you. You will lift the box. Glory, you will lift the box. Now, Lord, we count it done in Jesus' name. Everybody say, God will lift the box. Amen. I'm going to give you the altar call, and then I'm going to assign your task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Glory. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I believe you will lift the box. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give this announcement, then I'll end with your task. Remember to visit the sponsors, churchgirldresses.com and churchsuitsforme.com, which also has men and women's suits, clothing, hats, everything. Also, I will be ministering for Women's Day at 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 26th, at Faith, Truth, and Deliverance Church in Miami. And I will be ministering on Tuesday morning, May 28th, in Baltimore for the Law Day of the International Women's Convention for the Church of God in Christ. All of that information is on my website, fieldthefire.com. So go there. You can enter your prayer request, see my itinerary. You can hear this teaching again after 8 a.m. And also text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 to follow the show. So the recording will be text to you. All right, I'm on fire. Our topic for today is God will lift the box. Your task for today is don't limit God. Whatever he tells you to do, as crazy as it may seem, which is what happened to me this morning with this strategy, do it. He's taken you from the confines of your own false imprisonment of the boundaries of the box you have imposed. I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God will lift the box. Visit fieldthefire.com.
Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Woo.
victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.